2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. It's mostly cloudy. 67 degrees, KSL's top story. Following two more deaths on Utah Lake over the weekend, officials are preaching the importance of water safety. Here's KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Strong winds can create devastating waves on Utah Lake, and a big reason for that is because of how shallow the lake itself is. Sergeant Spencer Cannon with the Utah County Sheriff's Office says you need to be aware of the conditions before venturing out and then stay alert the entire time you're on the water.
Check the weather forecast to see what it's going to be. If you haven't checked the weather forecast, look at the skies.
He says cloudy skies and wind gusts should be an automatic sign to return to shore immediately. Sergeant Cannon adds that the two men found Sunday did have life jackets on, showing that it's not always enough to protect someone from dangerous conditions. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Further south, they're dealing with some dangerous water conditions. National Weather Service is saying there's an urban and small stream advisory for St. George, Washington County, Zion National Park. It means ponding on roads and dry washes full of water. Potential danger. Gas prices have hit their highest level in 6 years. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, AAA reports the national average for price of gallon of gas is just over $3. That is the highest level in more than 6 years. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze reports the surge in the demand for gas is blamed after that pipeline cyber attack, and it is still fueling gas shortages on the East Coast.
Experts attribute the current gas shortage to panic buying, fueled by concerns Colonial wouldn't be able to meet market demand.
Now, surge in the demand for gas is also boosting prices. Israel's prime minister says he will continue to strike terror targets in the Gaza Strip. Benjamin Netanyahu says the assault won't end until he can guarantee calm and security to all Israeli citizens. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration is still committed to ending the violence between Israel and the Palestinians.
Our focus, our goal, every single action we take, every statement we make is with the objective of reducing the violence and bringing an end to the conflict on the ground.
The fighting broke out on May 10th when Hamas fired a long-range rocket at Jerusalem after weeks of clashes in the holy city between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police. Cool and wet weather is helping firefighters in Los Angeles battle a sizable wildfire, which is threatening homes. L.A. Fire Chief Ralph Tezeris is also asking the public for help.
Please, no hikers while we're fighting fires. When we have hikers in the vicinity, we do have to reallocate resources away from the fire, and that hurts our chances to put this fire out quicker.
A suspect is under arrest in connection with starting the fire. And if you haven't filed your income taxes yet, you better get moving. The deadline is midnight, and if you need to file a paper return, you need to get a postmark before the clock strikes 12. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Doctors are hoping parents will take advantage of vaccines for their teens now that the CDC has opened eligibility to 12 through 15-year-olds. U of U Health Chief of Pediatric Infectious Diseases, Dr. Andrew Pavia, says low risk for kids doesn't mean no risk.
We've had well over 400 children hospitalized in Utah. We think we've had two deaths. Nationally, more than 300 kids have died. That's more than at least 50% more than in our worst flu epidemic, as long as we've been keeping records.
The doctor says getting vaccinated means a return to normal life for teens and ensuring they can stay in school next year. Ohio is sending out more details today about its lottery for people who are vaccinated. The so-called Vax-a-Million program was announced formally today. State health official Stephanie McLeod says any adult in Ohio can win a $1 million prize if they've had at least one dose of vaccine.
Registration is going to be quick and easy. This will be an opt-in program only.
In all, the state will give out five $1 million prizes. An associate of Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz pleaded guilty today to several charges, including sex trafficking of a minor.
Matt Gaetz went unmentioned by name as his ally Joel Greenberg pleaded guilty in Orlando federal court. But what Greenberg says now about Gaetz, while he is obligated to cooperate with federal prosecutors, could put the congressman in legal jeopardy. Greenberg admitted he paid a 17-year-old for sex and introduced her to other adult men who engaged in commercial sex acts. Sources have told ABC News the feds have been investigating whether Gaetz paid women for sex, though he has denied it.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting. We're hearing about a South Carolina school bus driver who kept his cool during an armed hijacking and got all 18 kids off the bus and to safety. Kenneth Corbin says the kids asked a lot of questions of the hijacker, and that's what eventually got the guy to let everybody go.
They asked, was he going to hurt them? He said no. And then they asked, were they going to hurt our bus driver? And he said, no, all I'm going to do is take y'all and just put you off the bus. And from that point, it seemed like he sensed more questions coming. And it seemed like, I guess, something clicked on his mind and said, enough already. And he just told me to stop the bus, and y'all just stop the bus right here and just get off.
Corbin says a lot of questions came from the kindergartners. One man couldn't take no for an answer, and now he's in jail. 24-year-old Colby James is charged with harassment and threatening violence because he proposed to his girlfriend but hadn't gotten an answer yet. Deseret News reports James would not let his girlfriend leave the car till she agreed to marry him, and he threatened to kill her. The woman reports she was held hostage in the car for 6 hours before being able to go to West Jordan police. Wow. KSL News Time, 3:36. Let's change the subject, Ricky. What's going on?
We do have a couple of surface street crashes. One, Parley's Way, 2700 East, and another crash called out, Redwood Road, 1200 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute of news is coming up next. KSL News Time, 3:36.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.